This podcast replay is brought to you by Perdomo Cigars. Check out the retail store in Miami Gardens at 5150 Northwest 167th Street. Plenty of cigar gear and a relaxing lounge. This is the Perdomo way.
Ron says OBJ's a cancer in the locker room. First of all, they haven't signed him. So you cannot dislike the signing at all because they haven't signed anything. So there's nothing to dislike. So let's get the order right first, Ron. He hasn't been a cancer the last couple of years. He hasn't done anything the last couple of years. He's just caught a few footballs for the Rams, right? He played well for them, helped out in the Super Bowl, and then he did his job with the Ravens. And if you, again, watch the games, that's the problem. A lot of you don't watch the games. He was fine with the Ravens. He did a good job. His stats would have been better if Lamar Jackson is actually accurate. Okay? That's why I think, that's the other reason why I think he wants to play with a guy like Tua, by the way. But really, OBJ was a problem when he was the man. And that's where, you know, when you gave him all the money and he had to be the number one or number two guy, you had those expectations on him, and then that's where he was. But if you look at him where he's been complimentary with the Rams, complimentary with the Ravens the last couple of years, he really hasn't had any issues. None whatsoever. You know, I'm not an OBJ guy at all. Okay? But when I was explaining the situation, I'm an open-minded person. You know, I'm willing to take in information and say, you know, when you put it that way, and I've put it to you guys the way I think it's trying to play out, and if it's the way it's trying to play out, it's not a bad gamble. You're not going to get somebody with that kind of speed. And this is what the coach wants to do. It's not what you and I want to do. Okay? I'm with Faronis. I would like a bigger receiver as my third guy instead of just another fast guy. But this is what this dude likes. And so, and then I countered with the whole quick twitch stuff because maybe that's what he's also thinking. You know, this gives Tua now three fast receivers and a fast tight end. So, and we have two fast running backs. So now it's going to be really hard to stay with everybody on the field. This will create a lot of space. So I understand the method behind the madness. I really understand the method behind the madness. And I'm not an OBJ guy at all. But I get it. I get it. This is what they want to do. This fits what they want to do. You know? So it's one of those deals. But anyway, you guys are on top of it more than anybody else on the OBJ situation from the get-go if you follow the show. But whatever. It's all up to you. All up to you. We can only work for the info for you guys. That's all we can do.